Okay, so today is December 9th, I believe, 2015. And we're going to do a lesson called Pulling the Knees and Straightening the Knees. And it's number 459. So how we always begin a lesson is lying on your back with your legs long, your arms long, and your head resting. Right, you just listen to me. You don't need to look at me and you don't need to look at anybody else. You're just going to start to pay attention to yourself. So as you're lying there, the first thing is to start to notice is how you're making contact with the floor. That means how is your head resting? How are your shoulders? How is your pelvis? How are your legs lying on the floor? Okay? And then drawing some attention in particular. So we're working with today, it says like the bending and straightening of your legs. Hey, Bonnie. But start to notice the lower back. And if your lower back is tight, or if there's any discomfort, notice that, and then also notice the space behind your knees. So like travel down the back of your thighs and notice behind your knees and down into your calves. So if there's tightness in your hips and tightness in the lower back, it shows up with the space behind the legs. And then that's what we're going to work with today. So the back will get freed up from the movements we're going to do with the legs. And then also take a moment to notice how your head, your neck is resting on the floor. Slowly and gently roll your head a little bit to the right and to the left to notice the quality of rolling your head to each side. If there's any tension, rolling your head to each side. Just become aware of it. So right now it's just all about awareness. Just becoming aware of how you presently are without wanting to change anything. The change will just occur. And then lastly, notice how your arms are lying on the floor. So I'm doing this just for Randy. So as you travel down your arms, notice if the palms are down, are the palms turned towards your sides, are the back of the palms on the floor. So in this class, there is no right or wrong. It's examining you, right? So some of you have the back of your hands resting, and there's nothing wrong with that. Some of you have the palms down, right? We're so eager to look for, am I doing it right? Instead of sensing, what do you do and how does it feel to you? So keep it there. Don't turn it, Randy. Yeah, and you don't, and then don't move to think, okay, I got to do it better. It's really important just to feel what you do. Okay? So what I'm just going to point out to you, because you already changed it, but how different this arm is. So how this is not quite as open as the other side, and this wrist is a little flatter. This is more, yeah, like that. That's kind of how you started, okay? So again, you have to feel it for me to teach you to try something different. Do you feel that difference though? So if you were to do this, right, that's not as comfortable. And it's not just in the elbow, but there's also something in here. Can you feel that? If I do that a little bit, You see that? So what you're doing here, there's something going on here. Okay. Okay, so let's go ahead and bend our knees. Bring your feet to standing, please. And this is the position we're going to come back to again and again. So when I say, please bring your legs to standing, you know that this is the position. And then for those of you that are fresh and new, your heels should be lined up with your sit bones. So you have two sit bones. And if you're not sure where they are, you can get friendly with your derriere and feel in your butt where each sit bone is. And your heels need to line up with that. So if your heels are together or too far apart, right, then you're not back to my gentleman here who asked about balance. Okay, so don't even move yet. And I'm gonna, for safety reasons, I'm gonna put these up here. I once stepped on somebody's glasses and that was not nice. So the rest of you just figure out where your sit bones are. Some of you still have your feet a little too close. Yeah, figure that out. Some of you are perfect. Okay, so I want you to just notice how you put your feet, right? So balance. So right now your legs aren't balanced. Can you sense that? No. Okay. So let's have you first of all scoot down on the mat a little bit. Yep. And I want you to feel the edge of the mat. And I want you to get yourself the mat, this black mat. Feel it.
The edge where?
Right here. Oh. You're not centered. Okay. Get yourself centered. Okay. Now, bend your legs to stand again. There you go. Okay. Hold on for a second. You don't move. Okay, so for the rest of you, all I'm going to have you do is start to tilt your pelvis because I want to help this gentleman for a moment. Your first name again?
Bob.
Okay. So everybody's going to tilt their pelvis to arch the lower back and flatten. You can do this, Randy. That's it. Flatten, but don't lift. That's lifting. No lifting. And now push your belly out the other way, Randy. Randy, push your belly out. Arch. What? Nope. That way. Push your belly. Arch your lower back. So a rodent can run under. Nope. No lifting. You don't use your legs. And now flatten the lower back. Okay. I'll be right back, Bob. Okay. Just listen. Flatten. It's a roll. It's a tilt. And then arch. Arch. Arch.
Arch.
Arch.
Arch.
Arch. Arch. Put your head down. Arch. Arch. That's okay. Called an arch.
That's an arch.
Okay? Right. You need to be doing that for the rest of your life. Okay. You've been sucking your belly in and trying to flatten your lower back.
Okay.
And let's hope you don't have any bulging discs so far.
No.
Okay? This, flatten, too much of this is no good.
Oh.
Arch. Yes! Okay, everybody keep doing that. Back to Bob. Okay, let me just straighten things out here for you a little bit. So Bob, this foot is lined up with your sit bone. Can you sense that this one is way over and this leg is like falling out?
I don't sense it.
Okay, well you, okay. So you don't sense it's doing that.
Okay.
And you see how this leg is more lined up with your crotch. That is where you're supposed to be.
Okay.
So the reason that you're off balance is you are walking like that. Now this is the most important thing I can teach you right now because it's such a habit you don't experience it. So if I can teach you to feel this, it's gonna change your balance forever. But this feels funky to you, doesn't it? Probably feels like you're putting your leg way over there.
Yeah.
But you're not, okay? That's how, so every time you take a step, this leg has been doing that.
Yeah.
Okay? So, sense that that's lined up. Okay, I know it feels odd, just let your brain get a hold of it. Okay?
Okay,
let your pelvis just settle. And we're going to start with the right leg, okay? And again, these are very gentle movements. So you're going to flex your right foot. So that means lift the toe and ball of the foot. So all your weight's on the right heel. That's called flexing. But please don't clench your toes or your jaw and make a lot of work. You're just basically pivoting on your heel and stay there. Okay? And now you're going to slowly start to slide your right heel a little bit away from you and bring it back to the starting point. Okay? My suggestion is you start with just 2 or 3 inches of sliding. Yeah, and if the mat is too sticky, certainly you can move off the mat. But if you slide the right leg too far away from you to straighten, you'll feel it's a lot of effort to bring it back up. So one of the things that we're doing today is we're reestablishing the use of your hip flexor, which is on the front side. So this is really a lesson of baby movements. Slide and then bring it back. That's enough, Bob. Yes. Just slide a little bit and bring it back. Okay, and then what you're working towards, beautiful Bonnie, is making it a little bit smoother. The quality. And then paying attention to what's happening both on the front side of your knee and the back side of your knee. I know that's a lot of information. Whenever your foot gets a little tired, you can pause and then we'll start again. Okay? So if you can imagine on the back side, right, that like, it's like almost like a clamshell is opening, right? The back of the knee, right, is opening. We never pay attention to the back of our knee, do we? Right? So think of it opening, and then it closes a little bit. Take the focus off the front side. There you go. Come back. Good, Randy. Excellent, Bob. And every time you slide it back, think of that heel coming behind the sit bone. Okay, when that's excellent correction of yourself. See, you just learned something fabulous. Okay, and let's just do that once or twice more. And then please let it go, lengthen your legs, and let's rest on your back with your legs long. And just notice now, how does the back of that leg feel? Behind the knee, in the hip joint. Did something change? Right, it's really subtle. Okay, so let's go ahead and bend the knees again. And yeah, and Randy, if that mat's bothering you, just slide down so your feet are, yeah. Even more. So now start with your feet in that good place there. And now we're going to go to the left leg. So flex the left foot and then slide the heel a little bit and bring it back. And again, noticing the back side of your leg, really thinking about you're opening a space and then folding. And then really making sure that your placement of the right leg, right, is correct under. That's it. You're doing beautiful, Bob. Under the right sit bone. right? And that you're breathing. That's it, and then bring it all the way back up, Randy, to as if it was gonna stand. A little bit more, little more, little more, yeah. Beautiful, okay, and then again, let's pause, lengthen the legs, and rest. So, because Randy was so nice to come today, we're weaving in stuff for him with the arms, okay? So if you can think about, your arms are structured the same as your legs, right? So you have an upper bone and two lower bones in the legs. Same thing in the arms. The upper arm and two bones from the elbow to the wrist, excuse me, okay? So it's very similar. So we're gonna try this same movement with the arms, okay, or arm. And we'll start with the right arm. So let's make sure that your palms are down so that the elbow is slightly bent out to the side. And with your right elbow, you're just gonna exaggerate bending the elbow a little bit more and then straightening the arm. That's it. Right, it's the same thing. So, Bob, it's not lifting the forearm, but think about, yeah, there you go. So if this is down here, like this, you're gonna bend out. Think of bending, yeah, and straightening. Easy. Slow. That's it. So no lifting. There's no lifting of the wrist. There's no lifting of the forearm. It's bending the elbow out to the side, elbow, and straightening it. Because you're eventually going to straighten the arms downward. Right? So again, it's so interesting how some of you are going to do are doing this. So you're not a snow angel. You guys want to look at me? Here, your line here. It's like bend, down, bend. So some of you are like this, a windshield wiper, right? But it's good to know what you're doing, right? So it's this idea of bending, straightening. Bending, straightening. Okay, and now you can do both arms at the same time. Observe if you're doing something in the shoulders. Right? So to bend the arms, do you do this? Right? So how do the shoulders stay down? And there's a softness of bending and lengthening. So the elbow comes out and straightens. Beautiful, Bonnie. That's it. Nice. You're getting it, Bob. Yeah. So observe what those shoulders are doing. Bend and straighten. Excellent. That's it. And then we'll pause. So can you feel the difference between this arm and this?
They both feel tight when I go.
Okay. Okay, so now let's bend the knees again, bring the feet to standing, and let's add on to this arm movement. So again, we'll start with your palms down, okay? And you'll start by, again, the shoulders not lifting, right? It's a slight bend in the elbows. And then the arms start to straighten. And could you imagine that as they straighten, you start to reach? Now what this reach starts to promote, which we all did last week that was here, is the arching of the upper back, the chin starting to move away from the throat, right? Because you're going to reach down. So for those of you that are new, just listen to what I said. Okay, your arms are going to reach down as if they would come to touch your heels. And I know you're thinking, well, then we just need to sew on 6 inches longer of the arm. No, 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 we have to do something in the back. So if the hands were to reach down towards the heels, right, something has to happen in the back. An arch, and the chin will move away from the chest, and the back of your head will start to press in the floor. And really think you're doing great, but I want you to think right now, your hand's pointing here, and you have a heel that's here. Okay, and you don't move out your heel, but bend the elbows a little bit, and then when you think straight and think down towards, you see what it did in the shoulder blades, right? That didn't happen when your arm was here. Try it with your arm out. Wasn't the same. You see the difference? So the shoulder blades pull back, the chest lifts and the chin comes away from you. And that very first movement we did of the belly, right? This is all the things that we did for the last couple weeks. So kind of the benefit when you come here every week is you start to see how I take each lesson and build. So as you reach, your belly comes forward, you arch, 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 your head goes back, those shoulder blades go back, and the whole spine is like a bridge.
Go back.
Yeah, just like that. And then let it go. So you start by bending the elbows out a little bit, not that's shrugging your shoulders. Bend, and then as you straighten, reach, 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 and in the reaching, the arching, yes, this happens.
Okay.
Don't struggle. This push out and down, just like you are. Push it, push this towards the space, and nope.
Mm-hmm.
Push out and down towards this gap. There! And let that just, let these pull back. The head arches. Let it happen. Yep, you're trying too hard. and you're not doing this. This is the biggest thing. I know, you want to tuck that puppy under. You've been tucking way too long. Push into my hand. Push me away. Yes. That's it. Reach your hands towards your heels and push this away. Push. Get a big arch in your spine.
Yep.
I'm sorry. The cord's in your face.
Yep.
That's the idea. And let these just hang back. Ah.
Ah.
So everybody keep working with this. I'm going to move around the class. Beautiful, Bonnie. Oh my goodness. You do that so lovely. Looks awesome. Now, I know this is the hard one to stand, so you can let that one be a little bit more away. Okay, go ahead, reach. Reach. Yeah, but this needs to, yeah, the whole thing needs to arch, right? Sit on your tailbone. Where's that hurting? Yeah, sit on your tailbone. Yeah, I know you're so used to pulling this in. Yeah. London Bridge. There. Take your head back. Use your head. Push it into the floor. Use it. Yes. That's it, Lynn.
Get the shoulders off.
Yes. Let this hang. It hangs. You're the London Bridge now. And then there's a relationship to the reaching and then come out of it. So use your head to help this part. Press your head into the floor. It feels fabulous. Okay, is everybody getting it? How are we doing over here, Bob?
I don't know. How are we?
Okay, let me watch you. So you're reaching towards your heels. No, that's shrugging. Reach towards your heels. Reach, reach, and then arch your back. There you go. And I want you to use your head a little bit. Okay, so you're going to press your head into the floor. All of this in your back lifts. Yeah.
Oh.
No, don't use your legs. Use your head and lift this part of your... Yes. Okay? It's like the London Bridge. This whole thing lifts up and then let it go. That's it. Try it again. Use your head. That's it. Beautiful. You can use your head more. More. Trust it. Let the chin. Yeah. It's okay to help you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know you're a little afraid, but that's what controls this. This is where you have so much.
Oh, okay.
Look.
Okay.
That will help you so much in your upper back. Doesn't that feel awesome?
Mm-hmm. It does.
Right?
Yeah.
And this is strong. Okay. It's taking the load out of the neck and it's using the head. So really get, yes. Okay, really get up there so it gives this the first time to like pop up.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody good? Are your hands getting closer? Are you good?
Yeah.
Your hands getting closer to your heels. No, don't do it that much. That's way too much. So when something hurts, you don't do it. Every time you do something that hurts, what did I say the big interceptor is? Your brain. So you're reinforcing a pattern. So bend this much. Stop and straighten. And more, I want you to focus on the reaching. Belly forward, belly arch, belly arch. Take your head back, way. And now stay there. That's the biggest focus of this movement. There.
Oh.
This.
Oh.
And then this can just let go. You know, you.
I wanted to conquer.
I
was the hardest thing.
I know. Okay, you're not the only one.
I thought I was listening to you with somebody else going on.
Okay, so reach and let the belly come forward. I know it, we're reconditioning the hip joints. Take the head back. So everybody really take that head back and press it into the floor. When you weight bear on your head, you're not using your neck. You are doing the nicest thing possible for your neck because most of us are always in our necks. Use the head. You should be able to open your eyes and see the mirrors at the back of the room.
Wow.
So you are on literally the top of the head. And just pause there for a minute and you feel the power there and the freedom in your neck. Our poor little necks do so much work. So even more, so that all this lifts, let this lift. Lift.
Oh, geez.
Lift. Right, it's like doing a back bend, right? And that's like, by the time we're like 15, most people have stopped doing it and they're afraid to even try something like that. Come out of it. Okay, let's rest. Legs long. Right? Like, I mean, a serious back bend feels really frightening for most of us. Right? It's like, oh my gosh, are you kidding me? So there's baby steps to getting there. So legs long, arms long, how are we doing? How's the back feeling? How are the legs feeling? Is the front side of you starting to feel like it's opening? And as the front side gets open and longer, there's a level of ease on the back side. No? Does that make sense? Right? Because if we're folded on the front side and we've been kind of tightening, the tension that puts on the back side. So as we open the front side, can you see I picked this lesson just for you practically? How's the space behind the knees? Okay, so we're gonna go back to that movement. So please bend your knees again. Bring your feet to standing. And this time, you get to bring the feet together. So when you bring the feet together to touch, you need to make sure that they're lined up, I'm going to say, with your crotch. So my dear friend over here, Bob, who has balance issues, this is a very important thing for him because his center has been over to the left. You know, so he needs to really so pay attention. So you might need to, you know, feel for yourself. Okay, where's the pubic bone? Where's the center of my thighs? Are my feet truly lined up in the center? And I know, Bob, this is really hard for you. So let's inch over. Yeah, just a little bit that way. Okay? I know, it's strange. Right? When you've spent so long in one place, this feels strange. But don't let the knees, that's it. Just right there. Okay. Pivot the feet so you're on the heels. Lift the toes. Just think of the heels. And you're going to slide both feet a little bit away and up. Pull them up. And I think you should do this off the mat. Okay? Just slide down because your socks will move on this easier. Yeah. Scoot over or fold up the mat. You thought of a good thing. And then pull them back up. Okay, and it's a movement, so there's no holding, because if you hold those hip flexors, and that's enough. So really stay in that small phase. Again, this is the piece that's reconditioning the hip flexors. And you should still have a little bit of an arch in the lower back, right? That little bit of arch that we just created, that's it. Nice. Slide and bring them up. That's it. Now let's just try to piece one thing in and then we'll take a break. As you slide the heels away, think of, and again this is kind of non-intuitive, taking the back of the head back. The chin, so you're sliding the heels away from you at the same time of getting that arch. Just do a little, come back to the beginning. Beautiful, Randy. Slide, good, and come back. And then see if these can relax. Oh, slide, that little thumb. And then come back, bring the legs all the way up, head rest, and let the feet rest for a minute. Ah. And now tilt the feet, flex them, slide, and arch. You got it, Lynn, right? Okay, let's let it go and everybody take a rest. Legs long, arms by your side, and rest. Okay. Okay, so we're going to do one more thing with the arms to see if this makes it a little bit better for the elbows, shoulders, and because this really nice gentleman trusted to come to me, I have to give him exactly what he needs. So you're going to raise your right arm away from the floor towards the ceiling. So your fingers are pointed towards the ceiling. Okay, your arm is just straight. Okay? Okay, so the first thing that you're going to do is you're going to reach with this arm. So you're going to just reach so the shoulder blade lifts and then it lowers. But you do not bend an elbow, so now we don't bend. No bending. Think of your arm as a stick. Reach and then the shoulder blade lowers. So the shoulder blade comes away. And then it comes back to touch the floor. No bending, you just bent. Stick. Stick. Okay, now you're gonna add on. There's two ways to turn your arm. Okay, no bending at the elbow, you have a stick, right? So it's pretty obvious. There's a left and a right way to turn. So I want you to start turning the arm. And you will figure out which way makes sense as you're lifting to turn, and then which way do you turn the other way and you're bringing the shoulder blade back, right? So you're turning and reaching. And I promise you, nobody's going to get it wrong. If you think you're doing it wrong, you can try it the other way, because the truth is, I told you earlier, we need both ways. So you might reach and turn the arm inward And then as the shoulder returns, you turn it back the other way. And then you reach and turn back, and don't bend that elbow, unturn. Everybody kind of got that? Okay, let's let it go. It's hard to keep your arm up. Please lower your right arm and rest. And just notice with your right arm down by your side, what's a little different now? What did that do for you and for your system? Did something change around the elbow or in the forearm or the wrist or something in the shoulder blade? Or the way that the shoulder blade is resting on the floor now? Okay, let's go ahead and try this same thing with the left arm. So please bring the left arm up. And the first piece of the movement, right, is to think of a stick. So now you don't get a bend in the elbow. You're going to lengthen from the shoulder blade, and then the shoulder blade comes back. It's a stick. And this is really hard for like golfers, tennis players, people that want to bend a lot at the elbow. Beautiful, Bob. Good. And now you start to weave in the turning. And again, just trust your instincts, right? Which way you want to turn. Moving away from the idea of doing something right and just trusting what shows up for you. So just feel how this is kind of what you do all the time. Okay? And we're going to try to untwist it. Yeah, all the way from the shoulder. And then come back and we're going to do that. I know. This is the piece that you need. And then twist and sit back in the shoulder. See, it's not actually sitting correctly in the shoulder, this joint. So all this pressure is occurring here. Okay? That's the problem. So you could get shots in the elbow all day long and it's not going to fix, but feel that, right? That's it. It's this that you need in the shoulder. So this is your homework, is twisting and reaching and then untwisting. And then we're going to try it the other way. So when you reach, you're going to twist this way. Ah. And then you'll untwist and sit in, sit in the shoulder. Yeah. Not, don't work so hard. Twist. Yeah. Relax. And untwist. There you go. Yes. Ooh, beautiful. Untwist. Okay, rest it. That's enough. And just notice how it feels now. Everybody, please rest. Excellent. So rest your arms. How you doing?
Good.
So, like for Bob's situation here, right? So he has a diagnosis of something, stenosis, which basically means your vertebra start to kind of fuse together and you start to get very limited with movement. And this is why this work is so potent, back to the system thing, right? So he can't get movement back there. It's gone. But what he can do, and he's learning today, is making movement everywhere else better. So when the movement gets better everywhere else, the little bit that he's lacking where he has stenosis, doesn't really show up. It's really quite incredible. So that's the same for everybody in the room. That's the same philosophy, right? If you make everything else smoother and better, whatever is limited, it's not such a big deal. But if there's multiple parts of you that aren't moving and that are stuck, do you see how the whole system is kind of stuck? Okay, let's bend the legs again. Bring your feet to standing. Okay, so we're gonna now go back to just the right leg for a minute, then the left leg, and then both legs. But let's just do the right first. Flex the right foot. Start to slide that leg away from you, and then pull it up. And just see if the movement's getting smoother, clear. Maybe you can slide it a little bit further away, but I do not want you to fully straighten it, right? You can come close to that, but the workload is on the front side in the hip flexor. And we're introducing the idea of straightening and bending without the hip flexor gripping, like teeth. Much better, and keep this, yeah, here. I know, it's such a new line for you, Bob. But this is your whole thing with balance. Just keep doing that. Excellent. Excellent, you guys. And that you're breathing. Okay, can you pause with the right foot? That's it. Make sure it's lined up. Perfect, Bob, behind the right sit bone. And now you're going to do the same with the left. Right? So we're going to lengthen it. And again, it's up to you. You play with opening the backside and closing. But please do not fully straighten it. It's too much demand on your hip flexors. Like you can feel it when it becomes too much. So you want the back to be quiet, the hip to be quiet, and it's just this fluid opening and closing. Effortless movement. A little slower, I know, Lynn. Don't force, right? What happens when you force? Your brain is gonna get, what?
I'm not getting closed.
Yes, you are. It's actually closed the whole time. Okay? Okay, it's always closed in a certain sense because I'm not letting you fully straighten it. So you're working in a range of closing. And that's why I picked this for you. Because just to learn to open and close and not go to that max, that changes how things sit in here. Okay, let's pause and lengthen your legs. Rest for a moment. And so Lynn brought up a really, you know, good question. Like she was trying to bring the legs so up to really close the back of the knee. And I don't, we're not after that. So if you can think about, since I'm not letting you straighten the leg at all, we're working in a constant bend, right? But in the bend, there is straightening and folding. This is how you trick the brain. Because it experiencing straightening when it gets a little longer, even though it's still bent. All that matters is what registers in the brain. Okay, bend the legs again. We're going to do both legs again. So you're going to bring the feet together. You're going to flex the feet, right? And at the same time, the belly comes forward. You're going to start to take the head back. And the arms lengthen down by your sides as if you were going to slide the hands under your heels, right? So you slide the feet away, you slide the hands down, you arch the back and take the head back. Beautiful, Lynn. And then everything flattens out as you come back up. That's it. Get this up. Up, 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 up. Arch, arch. Push that belly out. Push that belly. Oh, yes. Push that belly. Uh-huh. And then bring it back. Pull the feet up. Slide the feet up. Slide, slide that more. There. Okay. Now, as the feet slide, let the belly stick out. Let the belly stick out. There. There. And slide those shoulders down. Good. Beautiful, Bonnie. Bob, you are doing so good. I am so proud of you. Look at you. Ah, beautiful. Excellent. Yeah, you got it. Once you get it, it's like, oh, fabulous. You guys are doing so well. Okay, do it maybe one more time, and then let's let it go and rest. So go ahead and lengthen your legs, bring your arms down by your side, and rest. Notice how you're lying on the floor now. Notice what's different. So this piece is really, really important. So what feels different? And whatever comes to you is perfect for you. So it might be a sensation in the shoulder blades or in the upper back, something in the jaw, the throat, the lower back, the way that your hips feel or the way that your legs are lying on the floor. So just take this time in your awareness, bless you, to sense yourself and what is showing up different. Because whatever is different is exactly what you needed today to learn in this class. And for each one of you, what is showing up is unique. It's just for you. And then asking yourself, do you like what showed up? Do you like what you're feeling and experiencing? How is your breath and your breathing? Slowly and gently, let's go ahead and roll your head a little bit to the right and to the left. Noticing the quality of rolling your head now. Is there some ease there that maybe wasn't there before? Great. Okay, and then taking your time, you're going to roll to a side and come to sitting, and then come to standing to notice how you feel in standing now from this lesson.